Good afternoon. It's 1 minute to 3 o'clock, and events are taking place to mark 70 years since the end of the Second World War in Europe, known as VE Day. A service is about to get underway in London, attended by the Queen, senior royals, politicians and the Prime Minister, fresh from the overnight elections. Meanwhile, for 2 minutes, the nation is being asked to pause in a few moments' time to mark the moment when the then Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, formally announced the end of war in Europe. Already today, French veterans have been handing out medals at the Arc de Triomphe. Germany has celebrated its liberation from the Nazis, hailing the willingness of its neighbours to forgive, while a midnight ceremony was held in the Polish city of Gdansk, where the first shots were fired back in 1939. Around the UK later this evening, a series of beacons will be lit, 200 in total across the country, with Her Majesty the Queen lighting the first at Windsor Castle. In honour of the sacrifice given by so many during the Second World War, we will now pause for 2 minutes to remember. It's now 3 o'clock. It's 2 minutes past three, and large parts of the country have paused in honour of those who lost their lives in the Second World War at the exact moment Winston Churchill formally announced the end of war in Europe. It's part of a series of events taking place today and through the weekend to mark VE Day, including the lighting of 200 beacons across the country later. In other news in brief, David Cameron has been to see the Queen and been invited to form the new government after winning a narrow majority in the general election. The leaders of Labour, the Liberal Democrats and UKIP have all announced they're stepping down after heavy defeats in the poll. Harriet Harman will become temporary leader of Labour later this afternoon. Ed Miliband is currently at the VE Day service in London and has said he will step down officially once the service is over. It's expected Mr Cameron will spend the weekend forming his new Conservative government, no longer in coalition with the Liberal Democrats. Locally, there were no great shocks, with the party colours staying the same. UKIP did pick up significant votes in the seats, though, but didn't make the breakthrough they were hoping to. That's the latest. I'm Charlotte Reid.